Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim Kal Zion. We're learning Siman Beis, where the Chayyadim is talking about the Halacha of Lecha Mishnah. So he talks about a scenario where a person doesn't want to make six large challahs, preferably cutting two in each sudas. That's a lot of challahs to cut. He's not necessarily going to use all of that. So he says you can make three large ones and three small ones. So he does not discuss what size is the minimal size for the Lecha Mishnah. What is the preferred minimal size, at least, that you're going to use for Lecha Mishnah? So the Vilna Gaon says that the shear is that each one of them should be at least a kebaya. So the smallest size, preferably, that a person should use for a roll for Lecha Mishnah is a roll which is the size of a kebaya. That being said, there are others that say that the shear of a kazayas would be sufficient. But a roll which is less than the size of a kazayas is really not preferred in a halacha. So the person's going to be using a larger loaf and then just a smaller roll for the purpose of Lecha Mishnah, the roll should not be smaller than the shear of a kazayas. We've spoken about other times how large that's going to be. Now the Chayyadim says an interesting sheet over here. So there is a sheet which says that by Shalosh Shudas a person can use only one. You do not din of Lecha Mishnah by Shalosh Shudas. This is brought down in Siman Reis Sari Aleph. Shulchan Aruch says that one has to have two, has to have Lecha Mishnah, has to have two challahs by Shalosh Shudas as well. Then Ramah brings a sheet which says that one is enough. And then he says it's Toyot to be Machmer. And the Mishnah Berurah says a stronger Lashon, it's Toyot to be Machmer, because that's the Iker Halacha. The Iker is Kesvar Rishon, and the Iker is like the sheet that you need two. Case a person doesn't have, so a person will use one. He makes a calculation why that's true. So normally they had two, and had one ermer's worth per day. And Erev Shabbos they got two ermer's worth per day for each person. Kol ermer also base kikris, and then normally they would have two meals a day, one in the morning, one in the evening. So the ermer was made into two loaves. Reidal Kikris, so Friday morning, and they gathered man and for 2 days' worth, and they had four loaves. Ochel Echel Erev Shabbos, they eat one Erev Shabbos, they have three loaves left. Vechel B'Lel Shabbos, now they have two loaves left. Vechel B'Shachris, so they came to Shabbos Mincha in the afternoon, they only have one loaf left. And Cain, Lo Nishal Suda Gimel, that's the calculation. I think it's the Mordechai who says this. He's assuming that our calculation of the Lecha Mishnah it corresponds to the loaves that they had then. Now, how do we know they made it into a single loaf? How do we know that they brought all the loaves to the table? It just means that they had the loaves available. They didn't necessarily eat them or bring any connection to them to the meal. So it's a little bit difficult to understand exactly what the point is. That thought process, but there is such a shita that one loaf is enough. But again, the ikur is kesvar rishona, and therefore a person should have lecha mishnah by shal shudas as well. Kamalkim imein lepashleima, in a ma'akev v'yachol lekadosh afilo kazayis pas. He doesn't have a full roll or a full challah. He has just a slice of bread. He could say that use that for. Excuse me, for the suda, and he won't be Mekayim Lecha Mishnah, but he'll Mekayim eating Suda Shabbos. So that really has two different points. There's a mitzvah to eat Suda Shabbos on Pas. That one fulfills whether the person is Lecha Mishnah or not. And then there's a mitzvah to have Lecha Mishnah, it's exactly for the Nes of the month. It's two different inyanim. One is not Ma'akab the other. Now, the Chayyadim says that when a person has Lecha Mishnah, a person has Shleimim, it's kedai to have in mind too much other people, because many times not everybody has Shleimim. The person who's saying Hamotzi should have everybody in mind, as opposed to just saying and then cutting the challah and giving people cut and they're making their own Hamotzi, because they're making Hamotzi now, not in a Lecha Mishnah. So he should have everybody in mind. And be moitzi them. And the listeners should have in mind to be yotzei. This way they all have Lecha Mishnah. In the case where there was limit to Lecha Mishnah. So if he would say his own Lechem Mishnah without them in mind, he would then cut the challahs, and they would have to be forced to say Hamotzi on cut challah. So the answer is he should have them in mind, and everybody's been yotzei with the Lechem Mishnah, his Lechem Mishnah. Now the last point that the Chayyim says, I'd like to leave for the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.